The Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by our friends at Main Street Pharmacy. Located right on Main Street in Blacksburg, Virginia, Main Street Pharmacy is proudly owned by a Hokie family and has been a partner of this podcast since 2020. MSP offers free delivery, curbside pickup, and vaccinations as well. If you are a student or resident in the Blacksburg area, you can always trust that at Main Street Pharmacy, you are not just a number, you are a neighbor. A pleasant good afternoon, everybody. It is Monday, May 15th at 8:50. We said we were pressing record at 8, and then Pat, myself, and Edward just shot the poop emoji for a while, and here we are, and we are pressing record 50 minutes. But who cares? It's just a bunch of friends having a bunch of fun. Pat, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. I am guzzling chocolate milk out of my Whitlow's on Wilson mug. Stay classy, Clarendon. If you know, you know. Bill, did you ever get to go to Whitlow's?
I don't think so. Do they serve chocolate milk?
They don't.
Damn. Well, we will go to Whitlow's next time I am in CLT.
And Billy, dude, it's not in Charlotte.
Where is it?
It's on Clarendon Boulevard, man. Well, it was. No, sorry. It was on Wilson Boulevard.
It's here?
I think it's in D. Where is it now, Ed? Did it move?
It's in D.C. now.
So, all right. Billy, yes. Mr. Northern Virginia, Billy Ray.
No, I have never been Mr. Northern Virginia at no point. I am just a tumbleweed tumbling my way through the Nova District. But I have enjoyed my time. I have indeed enjoyed my time. We promised a Hokie haiku last week. Didn't get around to it. We fumbled, we bumbled, and we stumbled. And it never happened. So we're gonna give Pat a chance to redeem himself with another Hokie haiku today. Patrick, take it away.
It's great to be back on this stage, reveling in poetry with my friends and family. Big day for Mag Sev. What will happen next? What's going to happen next? That was a lot better.
Yeah.
Big day for Mag Sev. What's going to happen next? Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Very, very well done, Patrick. Yes. What is the Mag Sev, as some people may be talking about? And that is the first, I guess, we have a bunch of talking tweets, but here's what we're going to do. There was some news that came out about conference realignment, and I'm going to preface this by saying this. We're going to share the information that came out on Twitter today. I have no idea what it means. I have no idea what it's going to mean. I have no idea what's going to happen. And we're telling you that up front. I'm also going to tell you that 99% of the people that you talk to about it also have no idea what's going to happen. If they're saying they know what's going to happen, they are lying to you. So we are here to pass along the information, and then we'll have some fodder about it. But Brett McMurphy at 2:15 p.m. today tweets, unprovoked, by the way. This was not on anybody's radar. Clemson, FSU, Miami, UNC, NC State, Virginia, and Virginia Tech are, quote, the magnificent seven ACC schools, sources told the Action Network headquarters. These schools, Ross Dellinger reported, have met in the past several months with lawyers examining the grant of rights to determine just how unbreakable it is. The ACC deal runs through 2036. And then at 7:09 p.m., Brandon Marcello, nice AV, good-looking beard, bald guy. He says the ACC's athletic directors just left their first meeting since Brett McMurphy's report on the seven. We're getting like a nickname now. We had the handshake agreement before. We had the, like, writing this weird folk story about the ACC. It's getting a little out of hand. Anyway, he says, heads were down as they sped past the media contingent without talking. Their meeting went 66 minutes longer than scheduled. Knee-jerk reactions. Get us out of here. That would be great. I would love nothing more. I'll raise you this. Pat, we were talking to a Tennessee podcast today, and we were going through like, oh man, if we went to a Tennessee game, what would that look like? Let's look at our schedule. Let's compare it to your schedule. And it actually brought about this fun exercise, which was let's compare Virginia Tech's home schedule to Tennessee's home schedule. We play Pitt. They play South Carolina. We play Wake Forest. They play Texas A&M. We play Syracuse. They play UGA. We play NC State. They play Vanderbilt. Need I say more? It just
did you just drop Vanderbilt into the conversation? What are you doing?
I did because it's one of the four home games that they play at home. Yes. Okay. Vanderbilt would probably beat half of the teams on our schedule. You know why? Because it just means more fun, more exciting games, more talented teams to play against. So, yeah, get us out of here. How many times have we had conversations about, I got to tell you, home games are awesome. Away games, not usually as awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a lot of thoughts here. The Mag 7, as people are saying, the Mag 7, M7, not to be confused with MV7. Pete B did put talking tweets. He did put out there the original Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
The chocolate milk is getting me with a picture of Michael Vick.
Right.
And then Diablo fan account with another banger. Tweets like a funny meme. Imagine not being a part of the Magnificent Seven. And I mean, I woke up this morning and honestly, this whole Mag 7 thing is going to be changing our lives forever. You know, we're going to wake up tomorrow and just feeling blessed that we're a part of this elite group of teams.
Can I also say there was a funny tweet from Ryan Nanny at Celebrity Hot Tub. He commented and said, I assume Virginia is in this because they are meeting at her dad's beach condo. Phenomenal tweet. I was kind of intrigued. I will say this. I was surprised to see Virginia on the list. I was equally surprised to not see Pittsburgh on the list. If you are listening to this podcast and you happen to be a piece of furniture or something on Pat Narduzzi's desk, thoughts and prayers. I'm sure you've been thrown around, possibly punched, maybe heard some vile language, but I can't assume that it is a very fun day to be associated with a Pat Narduzzi who is not in the Magnificent Seven. So,
yeah,
extending my thoughts
to augment that take, Bill.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't just Pat Narduzzi, it was likely big time ACC basketball fans all over the country. It was your Carolina diehard basketball fans that really haven't been to a football game. It was your Duke basketball fans. It was your Virginia basketball fans. They were looking at this. It was your Louisville fans. They're saying, is this conference breaking up? Is this historically awesome basketball conference of the ACC breaking up? Are the days over? And we don't know.
Which kind of sucks, I will say.
From very much.
Perspective, that would be extremely I really wish that, you know, we're able to put supposedly people on the moon. No, I am not a moon landing denier, but was just saying that for comedic relief. Don't need to be attacked for that. We have put people on the moon. We have created nuclear energy. Cars run on batteries now. Can we not find a way where just football changes conferences? Do we need to do all of this? Does that have to happen? I really wish that they could figure something out to figure that out and silo it. Because I love ACC basketball, dude. I absolutely adore it. And we're talking about this as like it's kind of a done deal. But when Daddy McMurphy comes out with the hammer, dude, it usually means something's gonna happen. I know you have some of the numbers here for the TV contracts. Can you just let us know how impactful this possibly could be here?
Well, I figure like this is the root of the argument. This is why it's happening, right? You know, for those not keeping score at home and you know, kind of on the outside of looking in of the reasoning. If you guys know, last summer was pretty crazy because UCLA and USC made the announcement that they would be joining the Big Ten. This was a year after, maybe 2 years after, Texas and Oklahoma both announced that they would be leaving the Big 12 and moving to the SEC. And the Big 12, or excuse me, the Big 10 and the SEC's contracts, their TV contracts are, you know, leaps and bounds more than the likes of the Big 12, the Pac 12, the ACC. The Big 10's conference, this is from 24/7 Sports, I think it was put out today, TV contracts by conference. Big 10's conference runs through 2030. It's a $1 billion contract. The SEC's contract is $811 million through 2034. And then, you know, the lesser 60% of the Power Five here, you got the Big 12's conference contract is at $380 million, goes through 2031. You got the Pac-12 at $250 mil going through 2024. So that's coming up here. And then the most horrendous contract of all contracts, the worst trade deal in the history of trade deals. $240 million. The ACC signed a $240 million contract through 2036. So, you know, when I'm like 40, yeah, well, I'd be 40 in 2030. I'll be 42 years old. Oh, goodness man. Gracious. Let's get out of that let's get out of that contract.
It's we so almost bad. Have
the Atlantic or the American Conference. They got an $83 million contract. They could have negotiated something as good as the ACC because it can't get much worse than what Swofford did to us. Buried the boys and girls of the Atlantic Coast. So that's the root of all this.
Can we talk about this?
Sure.
There is a segment of the fan base as it pertains to this argument that really bothers me. And we're going to talk about them.
Oh, no.
It is the part of the fan base that does this. We start talking about, and this would be a best case scenario to me. Best case scenario is we join the SEC. Best case scenario is I'm spending September Saturdays, October Saturdays, and November Saturdays either in Lane Stadium or Bryant Denny or Auburn or Alabama or some of these awesome places. But then you get the segment of the fan base that says, "Wah! I don't want to be in a big boy conference. I don't want to lose to these teams all the time. I just want to be okay and be in this little world where we play all these teams that we could beat." I'm sorry. You probably got your lunch money taken from you every single day from second grade all the way up until high school. That is what that argument tells me. Here's the deal. Okay, I would rather go winless in the SEC than go whatever in the ACC right now. And guess what? A rising tide lifts all boats. That's how it works. If Virginia Tech ends up in the SEC, hey, instead of having these conversations with kids and saying, "Hey, man, come to Virginia Tech. Our home atmosphere is awesome. By the way, catch us on ACC Network. We're headed up to Chestnut Hill. There's going to be about 12,000 people watching. Don't miss it. It's going to be on TV."
It's going to be on Friday, and you don't even have the good cameras.
No, it's going to be, "Hey, we play at Lane Stadium. Our stadium is fantastic. We're also adding 15,000 seats to it. Oh, by the way, you're going to play big boy football against big boy teams and have an opportunity to display your talents against some of the best in the world." Look, miss me with the "I don't want to go to a new conference because I don't want to lose football games." This would elevate everybody. I really have a hard time. I have a hard time with those people, man.
I got to read some of the – we posted an Instagram on this. "Give me Big Ten. I like cold weather football. Sue me."
I don't hate that.
Solid. Solid by Patrick Martin. I kind of like that take. It's a lot better than staying around.
How cool would it be to play Michigan every year or every other year? That'd be dope.
Official Mark Smith: "Let's join the AAC and get back to winning." I hope that was satire, Mark. Here's one from CRP0917. "Bro, we haven't got the team to go play those schools. We would look like Vanderbilt in the SEC and play like Kansas in the Big 12. or like Northwester in Big Ten. I would stay in the ACC. Like what? Well, first of all, Kansas was hot last year.
Also, yeah, and Northwestern's had a pretty damn good team the last couple of years. They're not winning natties. This is the thing. Stop thinking that we're going to trot out the same team last year if we're in the SEC. You will recruit better. You will have better facilities. It actually is like drilling into my forehead.
Chevy Chase 7 says MEAC. Vic's in the fort. TCU proved last season all that matters in winning in a Power 5 conference. And with expanded playoffs, it makes it easier to join the tourney. All that to say, just win, baby. I don't know. I disagree.
The ACC is not going to exist. It's not going to be here anymore. And if it is going to be here, our home schedule is about to be like our primo game of the year will be Louisville. Bye-bye, Miami. Bye-bye, Florida State. Bye-bye, Clemson. Do you guys want to play? The ACC, it might be so small, we'll play Boston College three times in 1 year. It'll be a home and home, and whoever wins, you know, you have the rubber match at the home field. Or maybe we meet them halfway at like, I don't know. It's just, it's over. It's over. Any other thoughts, Pat? Any other thoughts? Big 10, great. SEC, great. Big 12, fine. Have to figure something out. Something has to be figured out. And I'm really glad I tweeted the picture today. Shout out to Mike Santa Maria. Thanks for putting it together. Mr. Babcock, he's got the chef cap on. He's been cooking something up. So I'm fired up. I'm excited about it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I am excited.
This episode of the Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by the River Course. And look, we talk about greatness all the time. And when you talk about golf, Pebble Beach, Augusta, Bandon Dunes, dare I say Shinnecock, the River Course sits squarely in the middle of this conversation. A top 10 college course in America, according to Golf Digest, and the home for the For Those to Come golf tournament. And look, if you head on down there and you mention Sons of Saturday, we got some hookups for you. 50% off appetizers. Who doesn't like appetizers? 10% off of headwear and apparel at the golf shop. I mean, get yourself a new outfit, feel good, look good, play good. And the cream of the crop, new annual student memberships will receive a free cart fee, and new adult memberships will receive a free foursome plus a complimentary lunch. The River Course, unparalleled greatness, unparalleled beauty, nestled right in Southwest Virginia.
So I think, Billy, your lead in about is this going to be a Billy and Pat yell at the fan base podcast? Yes. Is that what this is going to turn into?
Yes, because our next talk and tweets was really, really egregious. I know you feel passionate about this, so go ahead.
Our friends at 2Deep VT, Pete and Robbie, they put out a poll earlier, or I guess it was on Friday. This is the toughest part of the offseason. After spring practice, but before the Athlon preview mag drops, we have a couple things we're working on. But in the meantime, here's a weird identity of the fan base question. Would you rather Lane Stadium have super fast Wi-Fi or beat Florida State in 2023? There were 1,028 votes, and over 180 people voted for Lane Stadium to have Wi-Fi, not even just Wi-Fi, super fast Wi-Fi, over a win at Doak Campbell Stadium over the ACC favorite heading into this season. Do you guys, I just don't know what to say about you guys.
I think speaking as Pat, you and I, you know, let's call a spade here. We run a media company. It would be nice to post, you know, videos from the stands. It would be cool to you know, maybe live, maybe go live on Periscope in Section 5. You know, it would be way cooler is winning games. I really don't care. I don't need to tweet. I don't need to hear from people. The only people I care to hear from when I'm at football games is the people that are there. It is so low on the priority list for me of even in stadium changes. I really have a hard time understanding this, Pat. Are we missing something?
We might be missing something.
We might be missing something. To me, LED lights would be way cooler than Wi-Fi. It just would. A uniform revamp. Maybe get the colors right from Nike. That would be better.
Put the orange and maroon stripes back on the walls in Lane Stadium. You know, I think I'd rather have that than Wi-Fi.
And I don't think that it was an issue last year either. The students were awesome. They showed up. The student section was full. Spring game student section was full. I really, man, and all due respect to this person, I don't have their Twitter name now, but they were asking if it would help recruiting if recruits could live video enter Sandman. I don't know how long you've been watching Virginia Tech, but they put those on the internet. Like every time we have a big game and it's awesome, it's A, on TV, and then B, our boy Portnoy, our guy on late kick, our guys all over the place are like, wow, Virginia Tech is so awesome. Look at this video. You can head on over to our YouTube and watch Enter Sandman from 50 different games. They will find the content. That will not help recruiting. You know what helps recruiting? Winning. And winning at Florida State against a team that could, that is not favored but has a chance to make the college football playoff would go a long way. I don't care about I don't care about updating my Etsy board when I'm at a football game. It's just not on my list of things that I want to do.
Whatever happened to the buddies?
I wish somebody else was here that would argue this point. I would love to give them a few minutes on the podcast. If you are one of those people, seriously, tweet at us. I want to talk to you. If you genuinely think that bringing Wi-Fi to Lane Stadium is top of the priority list, please come on here and talk with us, because I'd love to hear your side of the story. I really would.
It's when was Wi-Fi invented? 97, 98? Like, what, I guess the dot-com burst was the turn of the century.
I don't know.
I guess, like, Wi-Fi? So you can, like, if there's someone you want to meet up with, say, hey, I'll meet you at the turkey leg stand during the third quarter break, you know.
Pat, your mother and father didn't have phones. They didn't have phones. You know why? They were intentional and they said, hey, meet me at the flagpole at 3:30. We're going to go have coffee and then we're going to go on a bike ride. And then they ended up getting married. Mama Mitchell and Papa Mitchell, they didn't have phones. They didn't even have beepers. Their love for each other rang so true that the magnetic forces of the earth pulled them together. If someone is as good as a friend as you need them to be and you want to spend time with them, do some planning. Do some planning. There's no need for it. Zero. I wouldn't say zero, but it's definitely not at the top of the priority list. I think we've beaten this to death, but yeah.
I guess how many more wins do we need for those voters to actually vote on the other side of the aisle?
What do you mean?
You know, like if Tech could go 8-4 this year, would there still be people who would want Wi-Fi first? I sure hope not.
I sure hope not as well. If we go 8-4, we might be putting Wi-Fi in. Might be a reward for going 8-4. But yeah, I mean, if you really want the Wi-Fi, put your money where your mouth is, dude. Donate to the Hokie Club. There's an easy way for you to get that done. I don't know. We can move on from here. We have a pretty fun pylons to talk about here. Before we do that, I just want to extend a thank you and an encourager to everybody to hang out and check out our friends over at South Block. South Block, smoothies, acai bowls, fantastic, all over the Nova area, all over the DC area. It is owned by a Hokie. I had one today. I believe I had the strawberry passion fruit. It was fantastic. Picked it up in the Clarendon location. But go ahead, donate the download their app, the South Block app, and use code SUNS5 for $5 off. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And yeah, I've been there, you know, 8 to 10 times in the last 3 weeks. It's fantastic. Great way to kickstart your day. But pylons, our pylons this week, I feel like we're going to do more than we said we were going to do. But it's things that you yell at a tech game or a football game in general. It could be things that you hear, but that is the that is the pylons, dude. So, Pat, kick us off here.
Okay. Classic thing that you don't just yell at a tech game. You might yell at any football game. Run the damn ball.
That is a good one, Patrick. That is a good one. One more that I yell at tech games. I yell it at Met games. I yell it at basically any game when my heart is being ripped out of my chest. It is just the good old, what are we doing? What are we doing? It is a reaction to something that makes no sense. It is a reaction to a replay that they have been trying to decipher for the last 30 minutes. It is bringing the chains out, bringing them back, and then bringing them back out again. What are we doing is a classic, classic line. Another one that kind of goes hand in hand with your run the damn ball one is one that Hokie fans are very familiar with over the last few years. Virginia Tech has the ball on the 1 yard line. Maybe it's third and one, maybe it's fourth and inches. And I'll turn to you, or I'll turn to Bryce, or I'll turn over to whoever is next to me. And I will say, why are we in shotgun? Why are we in shotgun right now? What possible reason could we want to start 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage right now in this short yardage situation? So that is my second pick.
Great second pick. All right. Number two for me, this is a Bryce Chalkley special. Mm-hmm. He'll say it. You know, if he's had a few pops in the parking lot on the way in, giving high fives on his way to section five, let's be a fan base.
Love it.
Let's be a fan base.
Yes.
He gets everyone going. And then, let's see, I guess hand in hand with that one. Section five, baby.
You mean throw what you know.
Throw what you know.
This is one that is so near and dear to my heart. I believe I coined it. It's kind of like if you solve a Rubik's Cube without knowing the way. Like someone else probably said it before me, but I said it and I want to own it. And it's imagine going literally anywhere else. It could be during Enter Sandman. It could be at the end of an epic win. It could be during anything. And sometimes you just look around and you're like, imagine literally going to school anywhere else. I freaking love Virginia Tech. So that's one. Another one that I have is at any sporting event, you know, I don't want to gender this, but women usually like to go to bathrooms in a group. And for a guy who doesn't really like leaving his seat, this is a premier opportunity to ask/suggest, hey, are you going to stop at the beer stand on the way up there? Can you grab me a couple of Miller lattes, please? That is a very strategic thing to do every single time. The girls always go at once. It is a great opportunity. Can I Venmo you for a Miller latte? So I don't know if I scream that, but it is something that is said.
Wow. You're kind of outing yourself, dude. Billy Ray.
As a guy who likes Miller Lite brought to his seat? Yeah, outed.
That's Billy me. Ray, be a provider, my friend.
It's called being economical, dude. The trip is already being made.
Opportunity cost of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. Do I have another pick or no?
I think you're fresh out. My last pick is usually there's a couple ways I can say this that you can say this. Stop the wave.
Oh my God, dude.
No wave.
None of the wave. I have a couple of honorable mentions that are things that other people say that I hate hearing. I'm going to paint a picture for you. I also hate hearing it because it usually comes true, but I hate hearing it. Opponent of Virginia Tech is lining up on 4th and 18. With a stop, the game is over. With a stop, Virginia Tech wins this football game. And somebody has to say, I can't wait for X team to convert on this. It's 4th and 5. Stop wins the game. I can't wait for X team to make us jump off sides. It usually happens, but I hate the negativity in the moment. I hate it. And then what's the worst is that'll happen. We'll jump off sides. We'll give up the 15-yard out and then let them run for 5 yards the first down. And then it's, yes, that is so Tech. If assault and battery was not a charge, I'd be doing it all the time. I hate it. I hate when people do that. I cannot stand it. It drives me crazy. And it's just one of my least favorite things. I hate the it's so Tech. The world is falling. The I told you so's. Can't stand it.
I get really annoyed. It's just the wrong lyrics. If you're going to sing the lyrics to a song, just get the right lyrics. Hokey, hokey, hokey high. It's at the end of one of the songs, and everyone says, Tech, Tech, VPI. Yeah. It's not. It's Ray Ra VPI. But everyone says, Tech, Tech, VPI.
That's probably me doing that.
Because they're mixing up the two songs. And if I'm wrong on that, someone call me out. If you're, you know, in the MVs or know the lyrics, call me out for that. But I'm pretty sure it's Ray Ra VPI at the end there. I might be totally wrong.
What else about the game day? I kind of want to stretch this a little bit. Is there anything else that happens in the fray of a game day that drives you nuts? It could be something somebody says. It could be something somebody plays. I love when they play Mo Bamba. I hate when people ask for it the entire time. I hate when people are like, play Mo Bamba, play Mo Bamba, play Mo Bamba. No. The best time for Mo Bamba to play is when nobody is expecting it to be played. And that is the best time to play it. Anything else that drives you a little bit nuts? I hate when people – this is going to sound very like I am better than thou, but it is when somebody – like something goes wrong and then their like immediate hindsight is like, why didn't we do this? And like whatever this is was very clearly like the wrong thing to call, and if we called it would have been catastrophic. We try to punt on 4th and 5 on our own 20. It's like, I knew we should have gone for it. It's like, oh, did you? Oh, thank you. Should have called Brad and let him know. Pat, anything else drive you nuts? What I appreciate about sitting next to you is you'll do this. This happened a couple times during the Miami game. Something will happen, and before you get mad, you'll turn to me and you say, Bill, what happened? And I don't always have an answer, but at least you're searching for an answer and trying to understand. So I do appreciate that about you.
It's been a long time since I've really gotten that mad.
Mm-hmm.
Which says a lot about how we've been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just gotta go and have a good time.
Just gotta go and have a good time.
You know, go up, go to the snack bar, get your Whitley's peanuts, get a hot dog. Still have never had a turkey leg.
We're kind of on this subject too, and I know this has been mentioned before. Cover your kids' ears, please. Cover your kids' ears. This is your warning. The worst shirt that exists in the Virginia Tech sphere is the Bitch I'm a Hokie t-shirt. I don't know where it's made. I don't know who sells it. You would be doing the world a favor if the next time you see a vendor selling it, buy all of them and throw them in the garbage. The next time you see those being sold, throw them away. If you own one, stop wearing it. It is an albatross. I hate it. Has to go. Absolutely must go. And the I hope both teams have fun t-shirts. Those all need to go.
Don't go to the game. Yeah.
Don't go to the game. They're probably arguing for Wi-Fi. That is probably the.
If you are a Rhino, if you're on a part of Rhino security, You see someone walking in with a, I hope both teams have fun. Tell them that this isn't a Big East football game. Mm-hmm.
I'll also say this. This may never end. I absolutely, if you're going to talk to the opposing team, and look, all of us in Section 5, Section 7, Section 9, and Section 11, most of us have the opportunity to do that. If you're going to do that, I'm very much in the camp of say something funny and G, maybe PG-13 rated. Anything above that, you just look like a jerk. And you completely look like a jerk. And I can't stand it. I will make fun of you and yell at you. I don't remember what game it was. I think it was the West Virginia game. We had this absolute cover your kids' ears ass clown in front of us. Must have been like 22 years old. Dressed, he had on like a jean jacket, no Virginia Tech colors at all. We're losing by 17, and he's just mother effing the West Virginia guy in the front row. And I'm like, dude, in no world is this a good look. We are losing. You are arguing with a guy who, if he crawled up into the stands, he would dismember you in front of everybody. It's just, it makes you look bad. Pat loves opting for the, you know, hey, 17, your shoe is untied or something like that. But yeah, keep it light, keep it fun. You know, there's no reason to do that. I actually think that if somebody calls you out, and you lose, they should have the ability to ask you for a bull in the ring fight at the 50-yard line. I would stay after for that.
Would be good content.
It would.
You got any more?
We are
about to be in the thick of the off season. We're just here rambling about random stadium experiences.
I know.
We haven't even talked about any real football today.
No. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. We're joining the SEC. It's going to be awesome. We're going to play Tennessee every single year. It's going to be great. I will say, shout out to the Virginia Tech women's softball team, who is the number 2 seed in the Athens Regional. They will face the 3-seeded Boston University, who is 51-8. Wow.
Hey, well, guess what? Guess what happened to the, you know, a lot of wins and not that many losses Boston team on the ice?
They lost
in the first round.
They did lose in the first round. That is true. That game is on Friday at 2 p.m. On ACC Network at Jack Turner Softball Stadium. They're in the regional with the Georgia Bulldogs, Boston University, and North Carolina Central. Shout out to the women's team. Excited. Really talented team. We made it to the big dance or whatever they call it in the softball world. Really, really fired up. Looking forward to watching it. Want to extend our congratulations to everyone who graduated from Virginia Tech. What an accomplishment. Should we, I guess, yeah, on the subject of no content, should we walk through what our graduation day was like? Any thoughts on how you went through it?
It poured rain. It was freezing. You know, had some words for the class of 2017. So.
You're so noble, dude. I was waiting for, I was going to be like, is he really going to tell all of this and not say that he spoke at graduation?
It's on YouTube. hung out with Sheryl Sandberg. She took a quick picture and then she was like, I got to go. I was like, Sheryl, come on. Like, we both gave speeches and you can't even like ask me what my major was. Like, come on.
Come on, Sheryl.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we had very different graduation days. I woke up, immediately started drinking Miller Lights to combat the emotionalness of the day. And it's pretty weird, dude. Like, you wake up, you graduate, and that's it. And yeah, it was tough. The one memory that I have, which is crazy, is they did a thing during graduation where they said, hey, if you are a parent graduating today, please stand up to be recognized for your accomplishment. In my head, I heard everybody stand up and clap for your parents for giving the ability to graduate. So I don't just get up. I get up and stand on the chair, and my hands are in the air, and I'm clapping at my parents. My mom starts crying, and my dad's laughing and pointing, like, down, like, sit down. And then my buddy Chris goes, dude, I didn't know you had a kid, man. I was like, what? Because, dude, that was not a standing ovation for your parents, you big, dumb idiot. That was for all the people graduating with children. I was like, oh. Sorry, just wrapped up in the emotions of the day. But yeah,
you
man.
You guys get sunshine?
We had a – dude, it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Absolutely beautiful day. But no, I encourage anyone who graduated, dude, reach out to the Hokie Network. I know that sounds so corny. It sounds so corny when I say it, but reach out to people who graduated from Virginia Tech. Take advantage of the network. You went to an amazing school. Closed mouths don't get fed. One of my biggest pieces of advice for my guy, Brandon Guess. Go out, make a difference. Come back home. Virginia Tech will always be home. As you can see, Pat and I make the trip back regularly. But congratulations to you. That is an awesome, awesome, awesome accomplishment.
I got to tell you, Kathleen is graduating next year. I am fired up. I used to stay through graduation my freshman, sophomore, and junior year just to go to graduation and hang out. Because it was, you know, mid-May in Blacksburg.
You were just going to graduation?
Oh yeah, I think I went every year. And it was a ton of fun. Got my sister graduating next year and my twin cousins.
Wow.
Christopher and Connor. It's going to be a big time Finn celebration in Blacksburg next May. Yeah, that was a cool thing because my cousin Tommy, who got married 2 weekends ago, he graduated. We were both 2017 and family affair, you know, other than getting crushed by a cold, rainy day, we all got after it at Tots that night. My late grandfather was there. Poppy was there. My mom's parents came. I mean, you know, the whole cousin crew was out. Like it was something that we'd never had before. You know,
hold on. You just bought us another 6 minutes. So one of the other things that we put up on Twitter the other day was the correct order of operations for attending bars when you were at Virginia Tech. And here's how we broke it down. I want to hear your answer and I'll give mine as well. So I broke it down into four parts. You got the day drink, which is happy hour 4 to 7. You got the main event 7 to 12. Who's carrying
7 to 12? You got a 5 hour main event.
Okay, then let's just walk through. What was a typical Pat Finn night out? I'll give you mine, okay? The drinking started at RSA, Roanoke Street Apartments, or The Chase, one of the two. They were right next to each other. Phenomenal place to consume cold beverages, usually with the VT baseball team. They did it right every single time. We would stumble on down from RSA down to Sharky's, make it, get to the back patio. Pitchers are flowing. Everybody's having a good time. I was always grabbing some wings or grabbing a salad. After that, you head on over to Hokie House, play some darts real quick. It's starting to get dark. You don't want to get bit by bugs. And then you're wrapping up the night. And I'm so sorry for all the students who didn't get to experience it at Big Al's. Big Al's was by far the worst bar. There was nothing awesome about it. The floor was gross. It was covered in people. There was no room. It took 10 minutes to get a drink. But guess what? Everybody that you wanted to see was there. Everybody you wanted to see was there. They were playing the hits. Cheerio is at the front door with his massive beard. You get to watch somebody fall up the stairs.
Go down to Poor Billy's and hang out in Poor Billy's if you know.
Go down to Poor Billy's, no problem. For those of you that don't know, Big Al's has turned into Big Alejandro's. It is now the taco spot up there. But man, that was awesome. And then Stumble Home Food, I have to say, DP Dough. Every time it was DP Dough. Going in, I would grab the chalk. I'd write something silly on the chalkboard in there. then I would stumble back to RSA. That was my experience. Pat, walk me through a Saturday night.
Saturday night. We would probably hang out at 303 where I lived on Washington Street. All the fellas would be hanging out there. We'd go to Sharky's for happy hour. It was the ritual.
The best, dude.
You know, we would spend hours at Sharky's. Once happy hour ends, back to 303. Maybe you go to Clay Street. Hang out there. A little too crowded. Do you remember that? Did that happen with you guys?
What?
You weren't paying attention.
No, you cut out. So what did you say?
Big Al's would get too crowded because everyone, once, you know, the juniors all turned 21, it was super crowded.
Well, it was never not crowded. I don't know when Big Al's was not crowded.
It was a little too much. So we would do tots. We would go, we'd do a lot of tots, and especially when, you know, the weather was nice. We'd go to tots every Tuesday for karaoke. At midnight, we would get up and sing God Bless the USA because DJ Brandon would always have it on as the clock struck 12.
No Norm Wood at Tots.
No Norm Wood. The Clay Washington boys would get up there and you know, lip sync and do our thing to Lee Greenwood. And that was a ton of fun. But it was always 303 Sharkies and then back to 303 Tots / Big Al's.
And Stumble Home Food.
We go to DX sometimes.
Yes, dude. The rap.
We would rip it onto campus and, you know, go to DX. You know, Benny's or DP Doe. Jimmy John's. A lot of Jimmy John's.
Dude, my
girlfriend. A lot of Jimmy John's, dude.
My girlfriend during college loved Jimmy John's. And I got to tell you, dude, I hate Jimmy John's. It's not just the fact that the sandwich just kind of doesn't taste like anything. They only cut one side of the bread. And I know, I get it. People not in the Northeast corridor, they don't do sandwiches, they don't do pizza, but they cutting one side of the bread never makes any sense because you bite into it and it all slips out one side. Just come on.
I got to tell you, it was solely for the speed. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the patience to hang out, wait around. You know, I just in and out, get the number, whatever, beach club.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't think Jersey Mike's was actually in Blacksburg when we were students. But I got to tell you, these
Jersey
guys.
Jersey Mike's absolutely. Oh, no, Jersey Mike. No, it was not. It was not. You're right. You're correct.
These guys at Jersey Mike's just want it more, man.
But they're. Wait. What is. Yeah, but Jimmy John. Okay, yeah. Jimmy John's, Jersey Mike's, they're too similar. Yeah, I had like a brain meltdown there.
These guys at Jersey Mike's have got something special going on, okay? Give me the ball. Give your boy the rock.
Give your boy the rock. Pat, closing thoughts. NBA basketball, have you been watching any? Do you have a team you're picking? I know there's only four left. So you got the Nuggets, you got the Heat, you got the Lakers, and you got the Celtics. Who are you riding with? Over under 15 minutes of basketball will you watch before the finals start?
Under. Riding the Heat because I was just in Fort Lauderdale. Shout out Jimmy Butler. I'm not gonna watch. I just
okay. I got you.
I hope you enjoy. I know Jason Tatum is a good guy and a good ball player.
That's true. That is true. I used to own a Duke basketball jersey repped by Jason Tatum. No longer though.
Did he throw it out with the bitch on the Hokie shirts?
No. I did donate it. So some lucky recipient is repping one of the best players in the NBA. So closing thoughts. Shout out to Kiana Traylor and Taylor Soule playing in the WNBA game in Canada. That was really cool.
Trevor Cohn, former Virginia Tech golfer T. Cohn, had his first ever top 25 finish at the Byron Nelson event out in Texas over the weekend. Trevor finished 23rd overall, and it's pretty exciting. So shout out T. Cohn.
That is awesome. Sharky shout outs. I want to shout out Mom and all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. I hope that day was fantastic. Absolutely, absolutely love you, Mom. And love you, Miss Mama Finn as well. I hope she had a fantastic day. Shout out to my Uncle Don on his birthday. Shout out to Leslie Morgan. And shout out to this season. of off that we're going to have to find a way to produce content for, but we'll find a way to do it. We're looking forward to it. Patrick, closing thoughts.
We're going to bring some more recruits. I think I need to take a break from podcasting after that. What the heck was that? 2023, 2024 recruits. If you want to get them on Sons of Saturday, just let us know who you want interviewed and we'll get them on the show. We'll hit them up.
Sounds good. Patrick, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I'm going to watch some baseball and we'll talk to you soon. That's true. As soon as we find out what happens with the conferences, you will hear from us. But nobody knows what's going on except our boy Brett McMurphy. So fingers crossed. Big Ten or SEC. We shall see, and we shall see you later.
Time to wander, tripping in the sand. We smoke out windows, drink till we can't stand.